It's rare for a living artist to be compared to the greats, yet a Philadelphia-based sculptor has been given such an honor. Now, WRTI's Jim Cotter reports on the man who brought freedom to the world.
He calls himself a philosopher working in clay, and humanist beliefs are writ large in the creations of Xenis Fridakis, most especially in his sculpture Break Through Your Mold, or Freedom, which has been cited as one of the world's top 10 public artworks in a national Sunday newspaper in Britain.
This is what I wanted it to do. You want to do artwork that isn't just so personal that it doesn't affect other people. You want it to have an effect in people's lives. And many people have told me that it's meant something to them personally.
The Independent on Sunday's top 10 public art list was created by a group of art critics with input from members of the public, and includes such iconic works as Michelangelo's David and the Statue of Liberty. Freedom, unveiled in 2001, depicts a human figure evolving and emerging from cocoon-like beginnings in a building's wall, till three iterations later it runs free, arms aloft across the sidewalk.
The way to express it, you have to have the kind of yin and yang. You have to show non-freedom as well. And sculpture, by its nature, is static. And I wanted to create a piece that had a sense of motion. And it really, it's not four figures. It's one figure going through the motion. It's a lot of things at once. It gets progressively more developed as it goes to the free figure, which also philosophically works out because as you free yourself, you develop yourself.
Fridakis' latest work, Knowledge is Power, has just been unveiled at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey. He says given the chance, he would love to create another version of Freedom. Meantime, the original can be seen at 16th and Vine Streets in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.